A listener production.
Hi, and welcome back to Broadsheet Melbourne Around Town. I'm your host, Ruby Harris. Broadsheet editors get a lot of questions about what we're eating, drinking, and doing. So every Thursday in 2024, we're going off script and finding out what the office is excited about. On today's podcast, we're dining solo around the city, spending the weekend chasing pop-ups and visiting some exciting new openings from beloved Melbourne names. This week, I'm joined by Broadsheet's national editor, Michael Harry. Michael, welcome.
Hi, Ruby.
I have my favourite question for you.
Uh-huh.
What was the best thing you ate this week?
Well, on Sunday, just gone, I was lucky enough to go to a lunch which was celebrating the launch of a cookbook called On Sundays.
Perfect.
Perfect, I know. So it's actually Dave Verhul's first or debut cookbook, and it's called On Sundays, and it's in celebration of the Sunday lunch and how beautiful that is. And it kind of riffs off all of these great recipes that he's developed at Embla. So have you been to Embla? It's just like absolute classic Melbourne institution.
I just booked in. I'm going next week. I've been dying to go for ages, and you inspired me to go. So
right, it's
I'm
really
heading there.
Like a beautiful kind of like dark, bustling little like wine bar first and foremost with beautiful food.
Yeah.
So one of the dishes on the menu at this Sunday lunch is in the book, which is out now through Hardy Grant. And it's one of the kind of most famous Embla dishes, and it's wood-fired ocean trout. And it's been totally deboned and beautiful and presented on the plate, and it's kind of looking at you like the head.
Yeah. Michael sent me a picture and I was like, it's staring at you, but I need to try it. Like, it looks a bit daunting, but exciting.
Yeah. It's like, you know, how they sometimes like, you know, leave the head on the chicken or
yeah,
whatever. It's a bit like that. But actually, it's like a pleasure to eat. And so no bones or weird bits. Beautiful kind of crispy skin from the wood fire. And that's been slathered in this Café de Melbourne butter. So obviously everyone knows Café de Paris, Paris butter. But Dave from Embla has created Café de Melbourne butter. It's an homage to all things multicultural in that kind of classic Melbourne way. There's a little bit of Middle Eastern flavours to it. There's a lot of cumin and spices. And then the kind of backbone of it is a Melbourne bitter vinegar. So it's a vinegar made from beer.
Perfect.
So it all kind of comes together in this. It's really like lush, unctuous, spicy, complex butter that's kind of slathered over this fish. And honestly, it's a dream.
Is this a sharing?
Yes.
Okay, we're sharing.
It's a sharing thing, like a big old fish on a plate.
Yeah.
So it came with some beautiful greens, like stir-fried with some pesto, and then Hasselback celeriac slathered in cheese and peanuts. So like just all of these different flavors, and it's just such a unique, gorgeous place to eat. So if you haven't been there, I'd say get there.
Yes, I can't wait. As always, there are openings galore happening at the moment all around town. I am particularly excited about a new opening from the team behind Scopri.
Yes.
Can you talk me through?
We chatted about Scopri last week because they're a really great BYO option if you've got really some lovely bottles that you want to pop open. But they've opened a satellite wine bar a few doors down on Nicholson Street in Carlton. So this is like a real institution. They haven't opened anything new in ages. So Barolo is the name. And if you can remember it like the wine, Barolo.
Easy.
But so that's a cool name, but it's just like slip of a thing, like a beautiful little wine bar, and it's all inspired by Piedmont in Italy, so that region in Italy, so that's reflected in all the wines and the food and the snacks there. One thing that caught my eye, as they say, is the pillowy prawn sandwich.
Yes, that sounds good. I love a little snack menu.
Mm-hmm.
They all sound great, but that caught my eye.
Yes.
The other thing that caught my eye is that they have room for walk-ins.
Yeah.
Which Scopri does not.
Yes.
And Scopri is impossible to get a booking at.
Yeah.
So you're in luck.
You can just roll up and check it out. And that's a really kind of interesting little part of town. It's like a formerly kind of gross armpit of Nicholson Street, but there's a few little new openings around there.
There's another one just sort of down the road, isn't there?
Well, there's Entervi Laundry, which has been a bit of a Broadsheet favourite, which is Heli
Rashira's
stunning elevated Indian, hyper-specific regional Indian. So she has converted the front of Entervi Laundry, which is sort of you know, because of the name Enter Via Laundry, you enter via the back, like via the laneway. So you don't normally go in via the front, but now you can go in via the front, and it's a little bar which serves chat, the little Indian street foods, Indian street snacks, I should say, and various drinks and cocktails. And it's a really beautiful entry point into Enter Via Laundry.
It's all about the snack menu at the moment,
yeah,
from the sounds of things, which suits me.
Yeah, we're all into snacks. But
always.
Another big opening, it's all kind of in that area of like Carlton, North Carlton at the moment, but there's another one called Bistra, which everyone is talking about. It's kind of inspired by these sort of big 2000s-y bistros.
Yep.
But it's kind of tiny, but white tablecloths, a narrow space, and it's three hospo mates, one of whom owns Bar Romantica.
Mm.
And it's just this kind of like hot bistro with, it's got an amazing burger and some other kind of fancy but not too fancy, like Italian but not too Italian, British kind of influence menu. So yeah, it's going to be like place to be seen.
I'm going for the burger.
Yes.
As always.
I know, it's a burger with like this huge like pickle on the side, like one of those
done.
Like spiky like planks.
Locked in.
Yeah, bring it on.
We're there.
And finally,
we're heading out of that region, yeah, now.
Get the hell out of that part of town.
We're leaving.
There's a much anticipated venue that's finally opened this week, and that is Moondog Wild West, which is in Footscray. And many of you might know Moondog, the beer brand, has kind of diversified into these huge kind of venues in the last few years, including Moondog World.
Mm-hmm.
Have you been to Moondog World?
Yes, of course. Yeah. But I need to check out Moondog Wild West.
Wild West is the new one. Yeah.
Exciting.
Yeah, so it's in the old Franco Cozzo in Footscray, which is like a local icon/eyesore.
Depends who you ask.
Yeah. But much loved. And now it's been given this new lease of life. And it's absolutely massive. It's space for 800 punters. And yeah, it's obviously a Wild West theme.
I'm very keen to see how they've transformed it because...
Have you been into that space?
I haven't been in. I've only seen the outside. But
right.
You can imagine the difference between Franco Cozzo and Moondog Wild West.
Yes.
It's quite different.
They've spent a lot of money on it. It's got a massive rooftop, three levels, a kind of Americana Tex-Mex menu, obviously lots of beers. There's 100 taps. And yeah, I guess very timely, like Beyonce.
Yeah.
Kind of bringing
Cowboy
like
Carter. Good timing.
Cowboy Carter into the mainstream, and this is following suit.
Perfect. Well, I will be heading to the Wild West. I'm keen to check it out.
Indeed.
We are constantly getting questions as broadsheet editors of where to go for certain occasions, where to eat, what to do, all of that. We've been opening it up on our Instagram to our listeners and readers and inviting them to ask their burning questions so that we can answer them. So we've got a good one today.
Mm-hmm.
What are the best spots for a solo lunch or dinner?
A solo lunch. Long live the solo lunch.
Honestly,
or dinner.
Yes. I used to love a solo lunch or dinner. And I think since COVID, I stopped doing it as much, but I'm ready to dive back in. This is perfect. I asked the question.
We actually we actually had a video that ran on Broadsheet and on our socials, which was with Lizzie Hu, this comedian who's fabulous and you should check out anyway.
It's a great video.
Yeah. And it's her just running around Melbourne, checking out her favourite places to solo dine. And it's the Zero Fucks Guide to Solo Dining. I don't know if I'm allowed to say that. Bleep me out. And it's true. It's like, you know, just comfortable in your own skin, own the space, order what you want. Just don't have to make small talk.
100%.
Know,
and you get to go where you want to go and you get to order what you want to order.
Yes.
You don't have to deal with anyone else's
food
wants
issues,
and needs and dietaries.
Intolerances.
But I really back two of Lizzie's recommendations from that video. First is Pellegrini.
Mm-hmm.
Pellegrini's.
Yeah.
Pellegrini's. Great one for a solo.
Oh my God, so good. Especially as the weather's getting a little bit colder and like a steaming bolognese with like that
and
buttery
that,
bread.
Yeah, I was about to say, I would just go for the bread and just lather it with butter.
Yeah.
Yes, and you can sit at the bar, you can sit in the kitchen.
Yeah, and you can chat to the waitstaff.
Yeah.
They're really charming.
You can have a granita, afternoon done or night.
Yeah,
easy.
What a winner. And actually, it's probably too hard to go there in a big group anyway because it's always full.
You can't get a table. You want to be by yourself. You want to sit at the bar and you want to play on your phone, eat your spaghetti bolognese, bring your book.
Totally. But there were lots of other great recommendations in that video, like City Wine Shop, Bar La Rigna, Lulu's Cha Kway Tao.
Yes, that's perfect for so. Because another one where you don't want to be waiting around for your group to be seated.
It's too busy. But yeah, what, I have a few like little like beloved spots where I just love to go and chill out and take a book or whatever. I really like Mr. Ramen San, which is in a, like a, an arcade in the city. Great ramen, tiny little stools, and like you can get a big old like Asahi beer and a frosty mug, like an emoji, and just chill out.
I love that. I have a little spot. I actually think there's another one in Richmond as well, but there's one near me called Saigon Street Eats.
Oh, yeah.
And like a wonton, a prawn wonton soup there by yourself.
Yeah.
Done. Night made.
Heaven. Yeah, I love that place. Little swishy dumplings.
And you don't want to eat hot soup with other people. You want to be alone.
Just get everywhere.
Yeah, slurping.
We have to normalize the bib.
100%.
Yeah, along with this solo dining thing.
Yeah. Be by yourself in the corner with the bib.
I mean, like a lot of the ones that I'm saying are kind of pretty casual. Like I love A1, like the Sydney Road original one, just to kind of dissolve into the crowd. And that's just clattering, like the sea of life and humanity kind of lining up for their halloumi pies. And I love that place. And I feel like, yeah, being alone there is just like, you know, being part of a great part of Brunswick.
All that made me want to do is go and sit there and eat a halloumi pie immediately.
Yes.
By myself.
Delicious. But actually, I had a great long lunch at this place, Osteria Tedesca, which you would think is like the ultimate like special occasion, like go with your beloved loved ones. And I saw this woman and she was sitting over just on a table by herself. She looked amazing. She had a martini. She was just enjoying life and having the best like multi-course fancy long lunch by herself. And I was like, go you.
Honestly, treat yourself.
Treat yourself.
I'm spending my weekends chasing pop-ups at the moment. So I thought for our three to try, I would tell you my three favorite pop-ups.
Oh, please. Limited time only.
I had an interesting experience. So Mass's Bagels is blowing up.
Yes.
They don't have a set location. They pop up at Carlton Farmers Market, but not even every week.
Right. Yeah. I've seen this like people kind of low-key bragging about getting a Mass's Bagel.
Yeah. So I had this moment where it was Saturday morning. It was a couple weeks ago at their last pop-up and like a rare Saturday morning where I had nothing on and I was like, oh, the pop-up's today. We're going right now. I don't live that close to Carlton.
Beeline.
We beelined to Carlton Farmers Market, missed out, sold out.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So they're on again this Saturday.
So we're talking like 7 a.m. get up?
Well, I got there at 11 a.m. and they were sold out, which she was hilarious. She was like, you would think you'd be able to get a bagel at 11 a.m. on a Saturday. They made something like 370 bagels and sold them all by 10:30 a.m.
Oh, wow.
Which is crazy.
Yeah, they must be really good. And are they a bit offbeat, like the flavors and stuff?
I don't know if this is offbeat or just sounds a bit exciting, but cream cheese, olive oil and honey. That's what I want to try.
Like the depth of the olive oil add that nuttiness.
Yeah.
And pepperiness.
Yeah. So there on this Saturday, I will be getting there maybe at 9 a.m.
I'll see you there.
Yeah. We'll be in the line. Yeah. We'll probably both miss out. The other one is Tacos LA.
Ooh, Tacos LA. Tell me more.
Tacos LA. So Mexican food inspired by Californian food trucks. The chef is from the West Coast of the US. They're famous for their birria tacos.
Yeah. The dip consomme situation.
But I am chasing the chicken skin taco, which sounds so good.
Crispy.
We love, chicken skin in a chicken sandwich is amazing. So you can only imagine.
In a taco. Yeah, awesome. So where is this popping up?
So it's often at Trinity in St. Kilda. Trinity is like, it's really cute. It's been converted into a food truck park basically, and they've got a permanent bar there as well. So I'm hoping they're going to be popping up there soon.
Keep an eye on Instagram.
Yeah, Instagram. They also have like host guest chefs sometimes. So they've had the junior sous from Gimlet there recently. So you want to get there for the pop-up and also for the pop-up chef. And then the other one, Soup Shop.
Final one, Soup Shop.
Have you heard of Soup Shop?
I haven't heard of any of these.
That's because I spend my weekends chasing pop-ups. It's soup. Fair enough.
Of course.
And pre-loved designer and vintage clothes.
Oh my gosh.
So they pop up like, they've done pop-ups in stores before or just in sort of empty spaces and the two come together.
Together at last.
Yeah. They've only done three pop-ups so far.
Yeah.
So you have to keep an eye on their Instagram for their next one, which I feel like could be coming soon.
So FYI.
I'm on the lookout.
So hang on. You eat the soup and you thrift like secondhand clothes.
I guess you do. Yeah. I guess maybe shop and then you have the soup.
Right. Or like soup it seems shop.
Yeah. Or yeah, sit with a soup shop. Like however you want to play it.
Like, I don't know if I should be mixing clothes and
I know. I just was imagining it. Yeah. I was like, I'll ruin things if I have the soup in hand.
Yeah. So what kind of flavors?
Different every time.
Mm-hmm.
They've had an asparagus, fennel, and orange soup.
Mm, yum.
Last time they did a pop-up, which was in March on that really hot weekend,
yeah,
they did sweet treats instead of soup.
Oh, cool.
Because it was too hot for soup. But I don't think we'll have that issue at the next pop-up, assuming it's soon.
I doubt it.
I think we'll be back to the soup.
So it's fancy soup.
Yeah. Fancy soup.
Yum. Finally, we have some very big news in Broadsheet land, which is the pop-up prince, Tom Serafian, is finally settling down.
He's got a permanent spot.
Yes.
The pop-up. I feel like it's not the end of the pop-ups, though.
Well, yeah.
The pop-ups will never
end. He'll keep popping. But he's gone into a partnership with Nathan Tolman, who has a bunch of restaurants around town, including Hazel and Lilac in Richmond, and owns part of Loon. Croissants. So yeah, great backing from Nathan. And there's going to be a double restaurant, hybrid. So the main bit is called Zara and it's named after his grandfather and that's going to be like Armenian cuisine.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's also going to be a more kind of cafe style called Serafian, which will be more like his hummus and his various other treats that he's known for selling on the side.
I love how it's been only pop-ups, nothing permanent for so long. Years. And all of a sudden it's like...
Two.
And here's two.
Exactly. And we'll be all across both of them. But
we will be.
So far he hasn't said where, just the CBD.
Somewhere.
So we're just hanging on every word.
We're waiting for more news. It.
Yeah. So somewhere in the city, your guess is as good as mine, but I know the food's going to be so good. He's actually just been in LA with Nathan. If you follow him on the socials, you'll have that he's been at every food truck and every kind of cool place in LA. So
he's bringing back good inspiration, I reckon.
Yeah, definitely inspo with a little homegrown Serafian twist.
Yeah. Well, once we find out where it is,
we'll let you know.
Yeah. That's it for today. I'll be back next Thursday with another guest.